when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Certain singers who certainly feed our imagination and passion, and in the female distaff side, we call them divas. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating from the 2019 Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, you may recognize that voice, even if, as Rodgers and Hart themselves would say, don't recognize the tune. That's Cher. Yes, the Cher, whose life is being blown up in triplicate in the Cher show currently on Broadway. And that was a very early recording of a Rodgers and Hart song that she did in the 1960s. I think still pop stars did a couple of show tunes to give themselves some street cred back there. But today we're going to look at divas of all kinds, from the opera stage, from the Broadway stage, from the pop and rock stage, and how they intermingle and provide some illuminating, if not high voltage, cross currents in American popular music. Anna Moffo was one of the great coloratura sopranos of the mid-1950s into the 60s, and she, like many others, was one of the she was one of the first of many others to sort of dip their toe into the pop world very successfully on RCA in the 1960s. And here she is going to sing a song sung by a diva in Act Two of Showboat.
Lover, With a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes bold in the books I've read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the kind that you would find in a statue. Oh, I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he is wonderful, because he's just my Bill, an ordinary guy. He hasn't got a thing that I can brag about, and yet to be upon his knee so comfy. Explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just
an opera diva singing a Broadway diva from Showboat, Beautiful Kern and Hammerstein tune, of course. That was Anna Maffo. Helen Traubel was a Metropolitan Opera Wagnerian singer who was one of the first people to make her sort of legit debuts on Broadway. Ezio Pinza did that from the male side, but she followed along. Here are two songs, the first from a wonderful television version of the 1950s of the Mikado, singing opposite that great operatic tenor, Groucho Marx.
There is beauty in the bellow of the blast. There is grandeur in the growling of the gale. There is eloquent outpouring when the lion is a-roaring and the tiger is a-lashing of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when he's lashing of his tail.
Volcanoes have a splendor that is grim, and earthquakes only terrify the dolts. But to him who's scientific, there is nothing that's terrific in the falling of a flight of thunderbolts.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolts. If that is so, sing derry down derry, it's evident derry our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily marry, nor toddly tarry till day is done. There is beauty in extreme old age. Do you fancy you are elderly enough? Information I'm requesting on a subject interesting. Is a maiden all the better when she's tough?
Throughout this wide dominion, it's the general opinion that she'll last a good deal longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait till you are 80 in the shade? There's a fascination frantic in a ruin that's romantic. Do you think you are sufficiently decayed?
To the matter that you mention, I have given some attention, and I think I am sufficiently decayed.
If that is so, sing Derry Down Derry, it's evident Derry our tastes are one. Away we'll go and merrily marry, no tardily turtle day is done.
Diva who went Broadway with Pipe Dream, Rodgers and Hammerstein. That's what we're looking at today, divas. Marilyn Horne had a tremendous career as a mezzo-soprano, one of the most beloved of divas in the American, you know, bullpen, as it were. She made one of her big professional debuts actually ghosting the voice for Dorothy Dandridge in the film version of Carmen Jones. Did you know that? Dandridge gave a great performance, but the vocal duties fell to Marilyn Horne. And here's her great opening number.
I won't pick out a man, and he won't pick out me. It don't go that way. You can't ever know where your crazy heart wants to go. Love's a baby that grows up wild, and he don't do what you want him to. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and all I got that man can get. That's love. That's love.
Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind.
That's love. You go for me, and I'm taboo. But if your heart to get a go for you, And if I do, then you are through, boy. My baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told you true.
I told you truly. If I love you, that's the end of you.
Home for me and I'm careful. But if your heart is there, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through. For my baby, that's the end of you. The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true. I told you truly, if I love you, that's the end of you. When your lover decides to fly, there ain't no door that you can close. She just picks you a quick goodbye and flicks the salt from a tail and goes. If you listen, you'll get taught, and here's your lesson for today. If I chase you, then you'll get caught, and once I got you, I go my way.
When your lover decides,
that's love.
There ain't no door that
that's
you
love.
She just lets you up.
That's love.
And licks the salt from her
that's table. Love. You go for me and I'm taboo. But if you're hard to get, I go for you. And if I do, then you are through, boy. My baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told you true.
I told you truly, if I love you.
Carmen Jones, the voice of Marilyn Horne from the soundtrack. Well, Broadway musicals have not only used divas on their stage, they've often used them as characters. And a somewhat misbegotten musical from the 60s was called Sophie, about, yes, you guessed it, Sophie Tucker. You may have heard that. It ran about 5 performances, kind of in the wake of Funny Girl. And the score was written by Steve Allen. Yes, that Steve Allen. And Judy Garland introduced some songs from this score on her TV show, accompanied by Allen. So here is Judy Garland playing a diva, Sophie Tucker, in a song I think is really rather good from the score to Sophie.
I'll show them all. I'll show them everyone. I'll do my damnedest now and make a vow to everyone. They'll give me praise some of these days. They're really gonna see this red-hot mama play. I'll show them all. I'll let them watch my dust. I'm on my way, and there'll be hell to pay. The top or bust. Someday I'll win. Someday they'll cross.
Was the dream just like anybody else? I'd didn't want it pushed aside, forgotten on the shelf. I wanted laughs and lots of lovers and limitless wealth and just one to say, you're better than anybody else. All I wanted was the time to obliterate my past. I didn't know how time can come and go so terribly fast. The dream that you dreamed was just too good to last. All I wanted was the time to obliterate my past. I didn't know how time can come and go so terribly fast. It's hard to lose it when you've had it right here in your grasp. But then you wake up and it seemed the dream that you dreamed was just too good to last.
Ah, did you see what I did there? Did you hear what I did there? So we started with Judy Garland singing a song about Sophie Tucker, and then we pivoted into Isabel Keating singing a song written by Peter Allen as Judy Garland in The Boy from Oz. Did you follow all that? It's just awesome. Well, why not try to be as awesome and as ambitious as we can? Because today's show on Broadway to Main Street is divas. So we're trying to celebrate as many as we can and try to fold them in whatever way we can as cleverly as possible. Well, this idea in the mid-60s, particularly of building Broadway shows not only kind of around divas, but as famous divas as a subject matter, obviously reaches its apex with Funny Girl in 1964 and Barbra Streisand and the career-making performance. Here is Diana Ross, another diva, with the Supremes, covering Barbra Streisand's opening number from Funny Girl. And what the other two Supremes felt about Diana Ross and about singing about this is complicated and complex and clearly the subject for another musical entirely. But in the meantime, here is Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Hey, can we have your autograph?
My autograph? I'm nobody. But wait a minute. I've got 36 expressions. Sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's 6 expressions more than all the Barrymores put together.
Only 6?
Instead of kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? I think it's a plot, 'cause they're scared I got such a gift. I'm miffed.
'Cause I'm the greatest star I am by far, but nobody knows it.
Wait, they're gonna hear a voice,
a silver flute. They'll cheer each toot when I expose it. Can't you see the look at me that I'm a natural Camille? As Camille, I just feel I have so much to offer. I know I'll be divine because I'm a natural coffer.
Something got it, not a lump. She's a great big clump of talent, laugh. Little bending half.
Hear the story about the traveling salesman?
A thousand laughs.
Stick around for the jokes, folks.
A thousand faces.
I reiterate, when you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts, I have no axe to grind. Hey, what are you blind? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star.
Who is the pit with pizzazz? Who is all ginger and jazz? Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American beauty rose? With an American beauty nose and 10 American beauty toes.
Eyes on the target and wham!
One shot, one gunshot and bam! Hey world, here I am.
She is the greatest.
Yeah, we are dream girls.
I had Diana Ross and the Supremes sing Fanny Brice / Barbara Streisand, and then I pivoted into the cast of Dreamgirls in concert, and that was Audra McDonald as Dina. So you see, I sort of like put another diva in there. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at divas, the opera stage, the Broadway stage, the pop studio, you name it. If they're divas, if they're women, if they have big egos and they know how to fill a stadium, they are on this show today. Well, the idea of opera singers doing crossover material really bubbled to the surface in the 60s and 70s, and people like Anna Moffo, Beverly Sills, Kiri Takanawa started doing a lot in the 70s. So it was almost inevitable that if you were an opera diva with some sort of cred, you did a Broadway crossover album of some kind. Leslie Garrett is a beautiful British singer. She sings with the E&O quite a lot, and here is a cut from Phantom of the Opera, because you can't do a show about divas without Phantom of the Opera. She's joined a little late in the track by Michael Crawford, but enjoy Leslie Garrett in the meantime.
Think of me.
Oh,
Take that, Garnier Opera House. Let us pivot a little bit. The idea of divas and perhaps their self-centeredness and their ego and yet their amazing talent has always been a subject for comedy, you know, it's way, way back. Here is, of course, we have to get there a track from Forbidden Broadway with the great comedy diva of our time, Christine Petty, taking on Patti LuPone, taking on Maria Callas. See what I did there?
Bambina Callas, they call you La Divina. It's me, your daughter, Patti. Patti LuPone, the diva. But oh, Maria, I will do this great masterclass for you. All right, let's begin our class, shall we? As you know, I'm Patti LuPone, and I'm here to continue the masterclass now that Joe Caldwell has moved on. Now, you might recognize me from such great Broadway musicals as Anything Goes. Oh, why, thank you. Les Mis. Thank you, thank you. And the original Broadway Evita. Thank you, thank you. But you know, thank you, thank you. But this is not about me. No matter how many, 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 many of you wanted to be, it's about helping students find their special idiosyncrasy that will help them to become a fabulous star, such as myself, only not as big. So, if I drop a few helpful hints along the way, please know they come from the heart of a true artiste. If, well, for example, I say to that man over there, did you see Glenn Close in Sunset Boulevard? Don't answer, no one wants to know. This is about the work. It's not about my personal betrayals, which are many. It's all about the work. So, let's begin the work! First student! Glenn Close.
I don't know why you're frightened. I've often done this bit. So, here's my chance to sing and dance a schizo.
Wait! Please, wait. Miss Close, do you know that that outfit is totally inappropriate? Now, it might be all right for the title role in 101 Dalmatians, but for a sophisticated actor, I ask you. Well, go on.
My
Please, go on.
My audiences love mad, so warm that nearly scalding. I'm perfect for this role because I'm balding. And I stole this role from Patti. That's because she is a fatty. Now everything's as if she never played this.
Close. I won't have a word said against her. But no wonder Meryl Streep calls her Glenn Close, but no cigar.
Excuse me, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh. Next student!
What ever happened to my part? It was exciting at the start. Now we're halfway through Act Two, and I've had nothing yet to do. I've been off stage for far too long. It's ages since I had a song. This is one unhappy diva. The producers have deceived her. There is nothing I can sing from my heart. Whatever happened to my part? I am sick of my career, always stuck in second gear, up to here with frustration and with fears. I've no Grammy, no rewards, I've no Tony Awards. I'm constantly replaced by Britney Spears. Britney Spears! rush. It seems to me they've really lost the plot. What have happened to my, oh, call my agent, damn it. What have happened to my, not yours, not yours, but mine.
Have a show about divas without the Divas Lament from Spamalot. That was Sara Ramirez giving a great, great performance. Boy, she makes me laugh. Well, let us pivot back to the serious world of divas. Renee Fleming, one of the great opera and concert singers of the 21st century, just came off of a brilliant run on Carousel, and she has her own Broadway album on Decca, I think. Here is her playing with as complicated a Broadway song as you can get these days, the wonderful Fable from The Light in the Piazza.
Oh my. Sing me a happy song with a happy ending. Some cheerful rondelay about catching the ring. Sing a happy sonnet all about rolling in gold. Some peppy melody about rainbows blending. Nothing with phrases saying you're out in the cold. Sing a happy. Tell me tomorrow's gonna be peaches and cream. Assure me clouds are lined with a silver lining. Say how you realize an impossible dream. Just sing me a happy song. Play me a madrigal about trips to the moon, or some old ballad all about two eyes shining. It can't be loud enough for a moment too soon. Sing a happy. No need reminding me that it all fell apart. I need no lyrics singing of stormy weather. There's quite enough around me that's breaking my heart. Sing a happy. Give me a hallelujah and get up and shout. Tell me the sun is shining around the corner. Whoever's interested in helping me out, please keep it happy. I'm only in the market for you serenade me till dawn comes along. Just make it a happy, keep it a happy.
Audra McDonald in her most recent album, Sing Happy, from the stage of Avery Fisher Hall, probably our greatest Broadway diva of today, singing a song introduced by one of the great Broadway divas of the 60s, 70s, Liza Minnelli, of course, from Flora the Red Menace. See what I did there? Well, we have to wind all these divas back around one more time. Here is Barbara Streisand in concert. Probably the greatest diva of the 20th century, certainly one of the greatest stars, singing a song about a great diva from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sunset Boulevard. So here is Barbara channeling Norma, channeling Patty and Glenn Close and all those other people, as if we never said goodbye.
Never said goodbye. trembling now and thinking how I've missed you. Miss the fairy tale adventures in this ever-spinning playground we were young together. I guess in every lifetime you go through different stages. You grow, you learn, you try to turn. Check in the music. Yes, everything's as if we never said goodbye. I've been in the wings too long. All that's in the past. Now I'm standing center stage.
Crowd goes wild. You know that, but when she milks that, I've come home at last. I mean, that's just the essence of a diva. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye. We're going to pivot out of this particular show. We started being inspired by Cher, who's currently being celebrated in the Cher show, and then we had Anna Mafo sing a Kern and Hammerstein song. So let's mingle all that together and have Cher take us out with, of all things, Why Was I Born from Sweet Adeline, 1929, Kern and Hammerstein. Here's to the divas. Long may they reign.
What do I give? What am I giving? What do I want? A thing I dare not hope for. What can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I try to draw you near me? Honey, tell me, why do I cry? 'Cause you're never gonna hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Me. Oh, I'm a poor fool, but what can I do?
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.